Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A security vendor discovered some troubling vulnerabilities in some D-Link routers that you might purchase on Amazon or you might have in your house. They could potentially be used for remote code execution, which means that those routers could do the bidding of whatever the hackers say. Now, that's not news in itself necessarily, because that those kinds of things do happen periodically. But here's kind of the catch, and this is where the thought exercise comes in. So, a couple of the routers are basically been end-of-lifed by the vendor, meaning that they're not planning to that they confirmed that these vulnerabilities exist, but they said, you know what, we're not developing software for these particular routers anymore, and you should probably replace it with something newer. The problem is that Amazon is still selling a couple of these routers new in the box, right? So, what's a consumer to do, right? I mean, that you would assume that they'd buy something off of a shelf and they'd think that, okay, you could probably get some software updates for it and maybe fix these, fix security vulnerabilities and that kind of thing. So, okay, well, here's my, this is always, and I know this working for a company that sells, software, right, and appliances and that kind of thing. And I think there's a certain life to software that runs on these devices. And part of it is it takes time to maintain software, right? No software ships with few security bugs, they're going to be found at some point. How long does the vendor have to, how long should the vendor continue to maintain? And I think, some do better than others, right? I'd say that most of the vendors in the network security space, they publish maintenance, the end of life schedule for the different versions of their software and hardware, right? So they say, okay, well, we plan to support it for, this period of time and so on. And when you buy something new, I mean, you can generally, there's a period of time where you can still download like the latest, you can get the latest version, which has all the latest bug fixes and new features and that kind of thing. On the enterprise side, I think that's, I think this problem is pretty well sorted out, right? On the consumer side, I think it's a whole different question, right? What consumer is going to go before they buy something, figure out, well, first of all, even realize that, okay, this stuff has a limited lifespan to it, right? That these router manufacturers, I mean, part of why they're not, they produce a lot of different models to meet a lot of different price points and so on. But they also, they're also adding new technology because, the Wi-Fi standards change or they get cheaper components or whatever, and they figure out how to make these things better and better. Consumers don't buy support from these vendors. I mean, because the minute they take a phone call from you, they've probably already lost the amount of money they made on the device. They didn't make a whole lot of money anyway. And so, support is a cost, but, these devices do have potential issues with them. And, there's some responsibility that vendors will fix these things. But, what's an end user to do, right? When they, they buy a device and it's obsolete before they even take the shrink wrap off. I mean, that's kind of crazy. It's like, how is the consumer going to know, okay, this device probably shouldn't have been sold to begin with? And so this brings me to something I saw on the interwebs, and it was an idea that I thought that initially I thought before I saw this this crazy thing with D-Link, I wasn't as big on the idea. Now I'm not so sure. And so the idea is that maybe these devices should have an expiration date on them, right? And this should be very prominent that, okay, this device is no longer good after X date, right? Now, there's yeah, I think, you know, and the devil's advocate side of that is that, yeah, maybe the device is fine, even if it's not the, you know, it's not getting software updates or whatever, maybe for a particular use case, it's okay, right? Or there's other steps you can take to mitigate whatever the issue was. You know, it's not a big deal, right? That, you know, the device is maybe not getting updates, still works, right? And so, you know, we have a kind of a disposable, you know, devices and everything that all the different device manufacturers, expect upgrades every so often. And yeah, you get some new capabilities and you get faster ones and sometimes cheaper ones. But, you know, for an end user, right, it's like, okay, so at what point should I replace something? They don't necessarily know. They'll keep using it until it stops working, or, you know, or they experience a problem where somebody finds it. So I still don't know quite how I feel about these devices having an expiration date, but I understand the point behind it, which is to say, hey, you know, you should, these devices aren't meant to last forever. And they have a limited lifespan, and it's, you know, a couple years maybe. And from that, then, you know, buy something else. Maybe this is it could be leveraged as a marketing thing. It's like, okay, so you're making this investment in this device. We plan to support it for X years, right? And, you know, maybe that can factor into what companies charge too, right? That, okay, so a device that maybe is supported for, you know, let's say 4 years rather than like two, you know, you might pay a little bit more for that, but you get some knowledge to say, hey, look, this device will get, you know, we'll get critical fixes critical security fixes from the vendors and that kind of thing. So that, you know, these devices that we use to connect to the internet, create more security issues than, you know, they already have, or, you know, just connecting to the internet does to begin with. So, I don't really know what to think about it. I mean, it's, as I say, I'm not so sure because I see both sides of it. And, especially for the average person having to buy like, okay, I need to buy another Wi-Fi modem, right? Now, I don't know that these devices should just stop working at the, you know, on the expiration date, right? That's not what that means. It's like, okay, well, after this date, the device should, you know, we should know what the, you know, what the end of support date is. And I think that's much more important, is to make that stuff much more available, maybe on the package, and say, okay, we plan to support this device until at least X date, right? So you know when you buy it that, okay, this thing might get some software updates and stuff. At least, you know, set expectations, right? And, you know, that's the thing about security vulnerabilities. You don't necessarily know when they're going to be found or what, you know, what updates you're going to get. But I think we should have some idea, you know, the average consumer should have some idea maybe of when these devices are going to, you know, when they're going to stop being supported. Now, you know, the vendor can always change, right? And, you know, and I've know, you know, that, you know, we've changed our, you know, end of support dates for one reason or another, you know, for usually extending rather than shortening. But things happen, right? And consumers should know, right? Okay, when will this thing stop getting software updates? I mean, I think so. Maybe the expiration date's the wrong word, but certainly having some sort of planned obsolescence, right? You know exactly, you know when the device, you know, when the manufacturer plans to make that device obsolete, and then you should probably get something else if you want to get security fixes and that kind of thing. But that information should definitely be made available somehow. I just, you know, whether we call it an expiration date or, you know, how the labeling takes place, I think is up for debate. But yeah, I mean, maybe expiration date's the wrong word. It's just, maybe it's a, we just need to know when the vendor plans to obsolete the device is all.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.